Meanwhile, furious opposition to President Donald Trump's leadership and policies continues to grow across America. In the state of California, one in three now thinks secession may be the only solution. Here's Caleb Maupin.
California is not turning back, not now, not ever. His truth is marching on.
If we have to, we'll defund. We give tremendous amounts of money to California.
So you're going to defund.
California in many ways is out of control, as you know. Obviously, the voters agree. Otherwise, they wouldn't have voted for me.
Donald Trump and the Golden State are clearly not happy with each other. Californians have been approved to start collecting signatures for a state referendum on Cal exit.
Cal exit is now trending on social media. Inspired by the Scottish independence movement and the Brexit vote across the ocean, Californians are now talking secession.
They're different. We're different from each other. And again, so how can one government do a good job? It doesn't look like it's done it so far, of representing everyone. We have our own government. We have an incredibly strong economy. I think equivalent to France, we're like sixth largest economy in the world, not just in this country, in the whole world. And a lot of people identify Californians as distinct from America.
California is not a poor state by any means. It's got San Francisco, Hollywood, and Silicon Valley, the booming center of computer technology. Many Californians are now asking, why stay connected to the rest of the country, especially when there's such a big difference in terms of culture and values?
We have military, we have agriculture, we have strong exports and imports. We're ready.
I think if we separated, we would be perfectly fine. It's just the rest of the country that would be at worry, I guess.
Ironically, when something big happened, California requested federal money to help with the Oroville Dam crisis. Many Californians we spoke to on the streets just don't think California could function as an independent country.
What do you think of Cal exit?
I don't think it's a good idea because I think that without California, the U.S. would be a pretty bad place.
I love California. It'd be cool, but like, I don't think that's like the responsible thing to do for the country as a whole at all.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think that when we were talking about California, we're talking about a huge segment.
Here in San Francisco, the local police and sheriffs have announced they're not going to enforce Trump's executive orders or cooperate with his immigration crackdown. So with local government so blatantly defying federal authority, is this a sign of a bigger crisis ahead down the road? Caleb Maupin, RT, California.